You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Baltimore, Don, your Orioles are out to an amazing start.
Amazing start.
I'm so glad baseball's back. And, like, the opener was awesome, but then after that, it's not been so
I told you, I turned the game on today, and it was the first time I've watched a single inning this season. And guy hit a two-run home run, first pitch that I had on the TV.
A guy that wasn't on the Orioles.
And turned that right back off. So I've watched one pitch, and so far, according to
me, I've watched every game but today. And yeah. I've been like, why am I? I'm already regretting I'm into baseball again.
How are the Nationals doing anything? Because I have a Nationals jersey. I could just put that on, too.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better than the O's right now.
But
that's fine. I mean,
played one game?
No. As long as you win the series, who cares if you lose a game?
I don't care.
But if you lose every game, it's not the right way to start.
I feel like Steven Strasburg is overrated. Is it Strasburg?
Strasburg.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's
Strauss.
You think he's overrated just because he's had a couple bad games?
No, I think
I feel like if you look at his season last year, coming back from injury, I get that. But still, like, his win-loss record is not that great. And I know you
this season?
Say, well, last season.
But it depends. I mean,
like 9-8 or something like that, or like,
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the Baltimore Orioles fans after winning opening day. All of them running out. We're in first place. Hey, man, we're in first place. We're coming after you, Yankees.
Now they're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Why did they?
My apologies.
I feel like Baltimore fans do that all the time, though.
We're in first place.
It's guaranteed.
Look, there's Marty Bass over there. We're in first place.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, Baltimore, Don here with you. Don is all decked out in his O's gear. He's got the O's hat, the O's jersey, the O's
thong.
Yep.
A thong.
Take a look at that. That's nice.
And we still have the Ravens logos all around here.
Gosh, I can't wait for football season to start. Hey, but at the rate the Ravens are going, we're signing nothing but injured tight ends.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a solid season.
I'm just hoping that those tight ends find a way to injure themselves, not at the same time.
Now, Baltimore, Don, what?
You're a Redskins fan, though, right?
No, I hate the Redskins.
No, you do. What?
I never liked
the Redskins. No, you do hate the Redskins.
I'm
Let's argue
Ravens.
The same point.
Ravens. You're a Ravens fan?
Oh, yeah. But
no,
I'm not,
you're not.
I'm just not mentally ill like you are about that. I'm not a fanatic.
I've never heard you cheer for the Ravens ever.
Oh, no. I'm definitely.
They won the Super Bowl. I think you turned it off.
I did turn it off, but I am.
Well, to be fair, the year they won the Super Bowl, there was like an hour-long blackout. Most people turned it off.
No, I watched.
Yeah, but he was a Ravens fan. He should have stayed and stayed with it.
My man crush is John Harbaugh.
I did not know that.
Yeah, wow. You know,
we could have tried to set up a meeting, a meet and greet. Before you moved.
You know, I think he would have hung out with us. I think.
Oh, he would have hung out with us. He would have called the cops on you.
No, I only would have tried to hug him once.
You like him because he works out, right?
He's like awesome. The guy runs Tough Mudders.
Burpees.
Seems like a nice guy.
Lots of burpees.
Like,
you know, actually, that's the same reason I love Andy Reid. Because he doesn't
Eagles?
Work out.
Or I guess the Chiefs now?
The Chiefs. He doesn't work out and eats all the time.
Cheeseburgers.
He's awesome.
Pizza. Pepperoni.
He looks kind of like a walrus.
That's nice. That's nice of him.
Man crush.
Man crush.
I am fresh off. Speaking of working out, I'm in a very intense training program gearing up for this race that's happening in a few weeks.
Where is that?
That's the Warrior Dash in Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Is that before you move?
That is after I move, actually.
So you're moving, and then you're coming back to Mechanicsville.
I had to come back here like 2 weeks later.
You're a fool.
I know. I know. It's a terrible.
Did he just say that he's moving and then coming back for a mud race?
You're moving 8 hours away and then coming back for an hour-long mud race.
Well, I just drove 7 hours for a race. So I'm clearly not normal. That's the last time. Well, I guess it's not the last time I'm doing that since I'm doing the exact same thing in about
in 2 weeks,
month
yeah.
or so. Yeah, so that one is, that's against four other
do
guys.
Do you think that when you move and then you have kids, do you think that...
You're jumping ahead. What about when you retire, Tony? What are you going to do?
Do you think that your wife's going to allow you to drive 7 hours to run in a mud race?
There's no chance of that.
Right?
There's no chance.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have a little bit of headset issues.
Well, you keep... a little bit better, but you keep messing
around. No one else can hear it, but us, so it just sounds like we're crazy.
Yeah. I know, it always sounds bad.
Man, you guys, there's so many bats in here! So many bats in here!
We do that every week, too. It's like, what are you doing? What are
it's all because you wear those horrible NASCAR headphones.
Well, it won't be for long. I'll have to stop. Maybe I'll take these with me.
You should. You're going down to NASCAR country.
But just lose it to listen to, like, a Walkman.
So anyway, you're going to run in some mud, but you're going to have to drive back here to do it.
Yeah, and it's a bet because the coworkers that actually has to be paid off. It's only like a lunch bet. It's not a shave your head.
Now, if you lose the bet, you're going to have to drive back up here.
I will have to go home and come back here the next week.
So really, even though you're moving, we're still going to record every weekend.
Yeah. I still plan to be here live with you guys every Saturday. That's the new record date.
That's nice.
The goal is to come up Friday night, leave around 4 p.m., get here by about 1 a.m., record Saturday morning, then head home and be home by Sunday.
This is going to be good.
This is going to be great. You're going to be happy to do that,
this is so
too.
Much easier than Skype. I'm down for it.
Yep. Yeah, no, yep. Technology, we don't need that. Let's just do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
So Spartan Race went awesome. I am officially shredded.
What does that mean?
I'm in shape, bro. I'll work out.
It's official. I'm in shape, bro.
I'm. Oh my god. I crushed.
Do you have? Do you have like a six pack abs? Like tell you
no,
thing.
No, no, I don't.
But isn't that what being in shape is?
No,
I brought a six pack.
Not the one? New. Not
they're
the
all
shape.
In your fridge. Oh, okay. But, technically, they're yours.
I finished top 16%.
We're having a sidebar conversation, and Tony is not even involved in this conversation at all.
He's tuned us out a long time ago.
You finished top what percent?
Top 16%. Best showing for me overall.
What and Donkey Kong?
Out of 10,000 racers.
There's no way he scored that well in Donkey Kong. That's a hard game.
It is a hard game.
Out of 10,000 racers.
10,000 racers where? Where did you go where there was 10,000 people?
This was the Charlotte Spartan Sprint. Charlotte Series.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Charlotte Spartan Sprint.
The Charlotte Spartan Sprint.
Shibbish.
And I crushed it, guys. I crushed it. Absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, you know,
I'll take some questions on my van.
Do you see him? How proud
he's very
he is?
Proud of himself.
I am. I finished before. I was always middle of the pack. Now I'm slightly above middle of the pack.
You know what it's, that is? That's still a win. That's
hey,
still
a win is a win.
So I know I talked to you about this online because we don't talk to Don, but the Tough Mudder has annoyed me officially with its new headband thing.
Yeah, it's
so
really
here's the deal,
lame.
Don. You're going to care about this because you've done a lot of these. If you run the Tough Mudder more than once this calendar year, you can earn the right to run special obstacles and get a special colored headband.
Right. That's stupid.
It's stupid, but I think it's more... Let's say you could only do one. Let's say... Because it's $150.
They sat in a... No, but let's put it from a corporation standpoint. They sat in a room at a table to say, how can we get people to continue...
No, a Tough Mudder company, they don't actually have a conference room. They actually do it on the course. They're out there running. They're in the middle of the electroshock, and they're like, guys, let's talk shop.
It's crazy. I'm annoyed that I get the suggested places to visit on Facebook, and it always suggests that I visit the Tough Mudder thing because it was as a suggestion made by you.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's because I like the Tough Mudder page.
Do you invite people? On
no,
Facebook
no, but it doesn't matter. That's their advertisement for Facebook. If you're a friend of someone else on Facebook and they like a company, that company can pay money and it sends it to their friends and it says, right. Hey, your friends like this thing.
Right.
You'll notice that no one has gotten one that says Radio for Winners because we're not going to pay for that.
Speaking of Radio for Winners, we need at least 1 to 2 more user reviews on iTunes. At least 1 or 2. So they haven't.
What was the last time that we? What was the last time we had one?
It's been about 2 months.
I'll write one tonight.
And you should write some words on it. I mean, you
even
can just put a score
negative,
on it, too.
I'll take
a
negative review.
Don't know. We don't want a negative review.
I'm fine with it. Just tell the truth.
Tell the truth, Murray. I've never listened to Radio 4 Winners. Tony will not stop talking to me. 1 star.
Just something.
Tony's mom.
I mean, you're getting 30.
What is a podcast? 1 star.
Have we done one podcast yet where you haven't had at least a solid laugh listening to it? I don't think so. This is
just
funny.
The Buffalo Wing episode.
I just
that was that.
That was my favorite podcast.
It was a solid podcast for those still haven't
done
wings.
We still haven't done the non-bone-in wing episode.
Well, we did. We just didn't make it an episode because we just got them from the same.
That's right. The tenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had Bonchon last week.
Well, based on a review.
Oh, but Bonchon, Bonchon had bone in it.
Speaking of... Well, that's true. You found out.
I didn't know that.
You found out by biting. The show last week, you started it. We started it with that song, that selfie song.
Yes.
You know who loves it? My two-year-old son.
Nice.
I was playing the episode because I think that's a kid-appropriate thing to do.
Yep.
And he just started dancing as if the world didn't matter.
Wow.
Let him
take
a selfie.
And then he made me play it over and over and over again. That's just the actual song, not our episode. He didn't want to hear that. But nice. He wanted to hear the song.
We should.
So, it's pretty great.
Can he leave us? Can he leave us a review?
He can give us a 5-star review. I love selfie song.
Didn't Don say Tony? Jeremy said anything like Don?
The worst thing ever. Well, you did the coming up next. It was like an announcer, and you said Tony selfie, and you just hear dead silence. And like that could be the worst thing anyone's ever said on any podcast.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, that's good. You should have blacked it out. I should have blacked out hearing it.
My apologies.
So I'd forgotten until it came on. But.
So the Spartan race, just to recap, I dominate it. I have another race coming
Would
up.
Would you say top 16% is dominating?
Yes, absolutely. Based on my past performances, I...
What about the
yes.
people that finish in the top, like, let's say 5%?
I don't talk... we don't need to talk about those people.
Would they... What would we
let's
say...
Let's just focus on my results.
Top... Now, really...
We're in the top 1%
now, by the way,
of podcasts.
Who says top 16%, right? It's either... You got to do it in increments of 5. So you really finish in the top 20%, but really, you were really a percentage point away from finishing the top
15.8%.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys right here.
I yeah. trained
top 16
very hard for that race.
Dumb.
And I ate about 45% healthy, so I really did eat well, you know.
We had Bonchon wings last week.
Let me talk about another thing I'm dominating. I am dominating my go. March Madness bracket.
Oh, I didn't
I'm
do
tied
one of
those. For first in that.
He picked Creighton.
I don't know how. I didn't watch one second of college basketball.
I guess the one year I was invited to that league, I just picked random teams, and I was not invited back.
And then another league.
Why do we do that?
Because we're doing NASCAR. We can't do too many leagues.
And that's another that's another league we can get to. I'm proud of the fact I have only watched about 30 seconds of NASCAR this season.
No, and, you said 2 minutes and 36 seconds is what you had told me.
I revised it. Turns out it was less than 2 minutes.
2 minutes were commercials.
It felt like a second feels like 2 minutes.
2 minutes were commercials. Boom, confetti.
So I'm destroying
this. You just quoted the Lowe's commercial, which is from NASCAR.
I know. I've watched every race. Oh, I've watched every race start to finish.
See what I mean?
Boom, confetti.
Boom, confetti. That's a Jimmy Johnson Lowe's commercial. Six-time champion.
Out of eight people in this league, and I think only one actually cares about the results, being Don. I think I'm in third right now. I've slipped a little bit.
Yeah, you have. That's what happens when you pick Jimmy Johnson to win every first 5-6.
The guy who's in first place has also watched 0 seconds of NASCAR.
Yeah.
But he does like going online and looking at stats for people to pick it, but then he just doesn't want to watch the race. Yeah. So he's into it at least enough to do that.
I'm slowly getting people into the sport.
I'm kind of annoyed that I picked
you got one guy into the sport this year, me.
Well, based off of the way the Orioles have been playing this week, you're going to continue to watch it.
I am, and I'm going to watch every Sunday. You know why? Because someday I'll get to go to a race, and that means I get to leave my family for a couple days. Any sport that involves that, I'm 100% behind. You want to get into curling?
Yeah, look,
you can fly up to Canada.
You and I with kids, we try to get permission to go to a NASCAR race to watch people race. Tony's going to drive 7 hours to actually race.
Yeah.
By foot.
Now, Don, I got a question for you. Let's say...
You just pulled something out of your pocket. Now, I think I'm being set up here.
Let's say that I'm
that I'm
in D.C. I'm in D.C. without a bar.
Yeah.
Having some wings.
Yeah.
Got a friend of ours. You haven't seen him forever.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, why don't you come out and join us?
I say that?
No, I say that to you. Now, you have...
I'm there, women. I'm there at the bar with you.
You are actually...
You're really poorly explaining this.
Right?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and even I'm like, I don't think this is right. This isn't the right situation.
Am I missing it?
So let's say experience. You open a bar with wings, and you have a friend. What?
Yeah, you're right. I am slowly explaining this.
You're more than slowly explaining
Long story short, we had a plan to meet with a friend of ours who lives out of the area, who's going to move even farther out of the area.
Okay, I know who this. I think I know who this friend is.
We can use her name because she's never going to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Now, her name's Erin Conroy, good friend.
Comedian
Erin
Conroy.
Now, have you ever driven in to meet somebody, and then once you got right in the area, literally like within a block, you're like, I can't find parking, so I'm leaving.
No, I'm leaving.
Jeremy
did you do that?
He did that.
I did.
Where?
I had
in D.C.?
Breakdown.
In D.C.?
And it's not that I don't drive in D.C. because I work in the D.C. area. I drive into D.C.
But in downtown D.C. is different.
Oh, I know. And I went.
Is that where did you meet?
I was downtown D.C.
It was in the middle of the worst part of D.C. in the middle of the workday.
It's like DuPont? You DuPont?
No, Connecticut and K.
All right. That's
parking wise, that sucks.
Nah, you just park in a lot. I mean, you're not gonna find street parking. You're not gonna find street parking.
The garage is closed at 7 or 8 around there.
Yeah, but
we went at noon.
No, yeah, it's closing 4 o'clock. This is 12 o'clock.
But I think that made it worse because other people were there for lunch, so the traffic with everything was awful. Okay, first off,
how do you drive all the way down there and then you turn around?
I work 15 minutes from there, so I drove from my office down.
Works 15 minutes.
Why don't you take the metro down?
Because there's not a metro stop near my office that's convenient.
You work in Chevy Chase, Silver Spring.
You just take
Red Line.
There's not a spot.
Grosvenor.
It's not close at all to my office.
Red Line.
It's not close at all to my office. My office is literally where the Beltway touches.
It's not close to my office, but I figured I'd just drive all the way down to the park.
That's still like,
yeah. I thought it would be no big deal because I was going to pay for a lot. I wasn't like, I'm not paying for a lot.
What day of the week is this?
Let me set the story up again. I don't think it's been set up right. So, Don, let's say I'm in a bar getting wings.
If you're going to do it, I'm definitely not going to have it.
Look,
and then
so
would
you... So I drove down there and I drove by the place and I couldn't find parking on the street, which I didn't expect to find. So I drove around a few more times and I was like, fine, I'm just going to go to a garage. I go to the first garage and it's apparently only valet parking. And I don't want to do valet parking.
A lot of valuables?
Because my car is full of valuables. If by valuables you mean old Burger King wrappers.
I did not want. I did not want one of those guys parking.
It's more embarrassment.
Parking my Tesla.
Someone else seeing my car. I know it looks like I live in my car and a homeless person owns it. So I didn't want to have someone.
I was worried that they would leave the battery on my Tesla and I would not be able to get back to where I needed to get to.
So I turned around and left that garage.
Hey,
after
don't put
waiting
any
in
scratches
line,
in a cilantro.
No, it's a Saturn. It's a Saturn with the ignition problem they're all having, so sometimes it just stalls out.
I'm concerned about your life, sir. I don't want you to have to worry about the ignition coming out and you drifting down there into the wall with my Elantra.
So I left that garage because I didn't want to pace. I didn't want the embarrassment of someone else seeing how dirty and stinky my car is. So I drove out of there and I found another garage. And I waited in line at that garage for 20 minutes.
Do you hear yourself? Of all the things to be embarrassed about, that's the thing that you choose to be embarrassed about?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a
ton more that I could think of just here right now.
I did just
that you should totally be embarrassed about.
I shat myself right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not embarrassed about that at all.
No, you're fine.
I didn't even bring up change of pants.
No.
It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be a horrible podcast.
Well...
Anyway, so I waited in line at 20 minutes at this place, and no cars moved. And then a guy came out with a sign that said "garage is full" and just walked off
because he saw your dirty Elantra.
Like, are you fucking serious? So then I did. I started leaving the city. I was like, I'm just gonna go the fuck home. I'm done with this. And I started driving out, and I found a spot with a meter, and I was like, this is awesome. So I parked at the meter.
It was in Bethesda.
No, it was only 2 blocks away. So I thought this is great, and I parked at the meter, and I got in my car, and the meter, someone had jammed a whole bunch of coins in the meter, and you couldn't put any money in it at all. So then I just lost my mind, and I decided I was done with this city, and I left.
So you didn't go? Have you seen? You didn't say goodbye to Erin at all?
I talked to her on online, and I said, "Erin, I'm sorry that I'm a crazy person. I will see you in the future."
Wow, good for you.
I was so mad,
man.
So mad.
Sorry I couldn't make it to your funeral. I couldn't find a place to park.
Go to funerals.
I know that we've been relatives for the past 20
funerals
years.
Funerals are very sad. I don't go.
That's horrible. Why would you do that?
I just lost it. I was in the car for 2 hours to go 15 minutes from my office and park, and I finally just lost it and left.
There was not a chance that you could find another parking space anywhere around there.
I was done, Don. Isn't there? Don't you get to a point where it's just like, you're just done. All you want to do is be home and be away from everything.
Every day.
Yeah.
I had to get out. I was just sitting in traffic.
That's not true. You drive 7 hours to run in the
mud.
And
I'm sure he hates it. I'm sure you just, I hate traffic.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And so I was sitting in traffic for an hour going, literally, I drove around a 3-block area for an hour.
Well, maybe you expand it to a 4-block area.
No, that's ridiculous. It's a horrible part of the city. And I, as soon as they said where it was, I should have taken the metro.
Where did you go?
But I was already down there. What was the name of the place we went that we didn't go?
To a Mackey's on L Street.
Yeah, yeah.
However, I am glad I didn't go in some ways because you guys were there for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
I would have gone blind and then somehow tried to drive home like an asshole. So I'm glad I didn't go.
You can't find a place to park around by Mackey's?
Not at noon on a Friday.
I'm pretty sure there's a parking lot like right next to
it. There were, I'm telling you, there were lots. But
the
I went to two and I gave up.
I could count four right now that are within a 1-block radius of that that bar.
Well, really, I just don't think Aaron's that important, so I went home.
And then you have DuPont, which is like not that far away from there, within walking distance. But you had to find parking.
Look, I was done. I hate DC. I left. Period. I just shut down. I just locked up, and I had to get out of the city.
Well, Aaron, we wish you all the best in California, and Jeremy's a douchebag.
I think I have a better chance of going to meet her in New York than I do to drive into DC to meet her.
You're gonna find parking in New York.
No, but I stay somewhere in New York, so I would just be able to take the metro.
You have a place that you stay, like a halfway house or something like that?
What? Yep, I stay at the Y.
Oh,
I learned from the Village People. I stay everywhere.
You're not a young man anymore, though.
That's true. I'm just an old creepy guy.
Old creepy guy.
Hey, Mr. Wandering Fingers. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Why isn't that your name in the NASCAR league?
Uncle Wandering Fingers?
Yeah.
Maybe it will be starting next week.
Boom.
Confetti.
A boom. Yes,
yeah,
Tony,
so I just locked up. I couldn't do anything about it. I'm sorry. Made me a bad person. Bad friend. But I'm a pretty bad friend anyway. So.
We know.
So it's okay.
We know.
That was a very busy weekend for me. I went to a wedding that weekend. And it was awkward. It was a black tie event.
I saw the
I was like, that would be awkward for you. That'd be real awkward for Tony.
I did see the pictures.
It was a black tie event, but it was black tie optional, so now I'm wondering, is it really
so everyone
be...
else is in flip-flops and shorts?
That was my fear. I'm like, oh, man, am I going to be like the one guy wearing his fucking... Took me 3 hours to tie a bow tie, and I'm... By the way, do I say that wrong? Bow tie?
No, it's a bow tie.
Right?
You did. You said it a little weird. Bow tie. Bow tie.
Well, I was...
I say everything weird.
He dipped his head a little bit.
It was like he really had to lean in to say it.
Yeah.
So I'm watching these videos.
It's not a bow tie. It's a bow tie.
You didn't get a clip on?
No, I didn't want to do that.
Did you wear a bow tie?
If you go to Men's Warehouse or Joseph A. Bank, it costs like $40 for a tie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I went on Amazon and got like a real tie for like $10.
Oh.
But I wasn't gonna pay for. I mean, how many times am I gonna wear a black tie?
Well, I mean, not a bow tie. No one ever wears a bow unless you're going to be Orville Redenbacher.
I think I'm going to start doing it.
I didn't even wear a bow tie to my wedding. Yeah. I had real ties.
Yeah.
I had tuxedos, but like real, like long, like real ties, not bow ties.
Bow ties. Yeah, I wore a suit at my own wedding, not a tuxedo.
When you have macaroni and cheese, do you like just the regular like half rainbow shapes, or do you like the bow
ties? I like my macaroni and cheese. Do you like elbow macaroni or bow ties?
Bow ties. I couldn't even come up with elbow macaroni, so who's a bigger doofus?
Do you like those bendy macaronis? You know, the little bendies. And he shows us with his hands so we can see the, you know, bendy macaronis.
I call them half rainbows. Sorry, go ahead. Your black tie, you got invited.
Yeah, I'm at the rehearsal.
First
dinner.
Off, who would have thought that you got invited to a black tie wedding?
I know, right? All my friends are low class.
Right?
I'm sure it was one of your wife's friends.
So the rehearsal dinner the night before, I'm talking to this guy who's there because my wife was in the wedding party as well.
Oh, that's
as,
the worst. I hate
girlfriend.
That.
So I'm by myself, and then you know, I was able to kind of glom on to this one guy whose wife was also in the wedding party.
Wait, did you talk about endurance racing?
Oh, yep. I brought it up. The guy has zero
no
interest.
No doubt he did.
The guy had zero interest in hearing
Do you
it.
Believe that? It's almost like he listens to our podcast.
He does know.
His fiance was trying to say that's something I do, and the guy could not care less. He was just completely like, yeah, anyway, so...
this is horrible. Anyway.
Are you, where'd you learn to tie a bow tie?
So, yeah, so I bring it up. I'm like, I hope I get this this bow tie right.
Did he just stare at you like you were from France?
He did. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm just wearing a regular suit. I'm like, oh, no. So then I got to start getting all like... freaked out. I'm like, well, do I have to wear like a regular suit now, or should I just go with this?
Well, you had already rented a tuxedo. Did you rent one or did you buy one?
I bought one because it's cheaper.
You bought a tuxedo.
It's much cheaper to buy one.
So you now own a tuxedo.
Now I have to go to at least 2 to 3 black tie events this year
to pay for
in Asheville.
Well, you know, we could make RFW Con, black tie option.
I think there should be black tie option.
When you move down to Asheville, do you think, I do say, good fellow, could you please come over here?
You bought a white suit?
Yeah.
I got to find
this Colonel Sanders. I'll be
hanging out. A bright red bow tie.
I do declare.
Suit. I'll be hanging out at the Biltmore Estate.
He's Foghorn Leghorn. Sorry. So you got a tuxedo out of it. That's good.
Yeah, but then like so I was all freaking out. Other people were me. So I get to the venue. Finally, everyone else.
I'm sure everyone that was in the wedding was wearing a tuxedo.
Well, that and a lot of the guests were too. So I didn't feel that bad.
Family members, everyone that's responsible.
Now, is this appropriate or inappropriate
to take your pants off in the middle of a wedding?
Hang out of the wedding. Hang out of my pants.
That is totally appropriate.
And I dipped it in the pate.
Is it inappropriate once you get your served your entree and you've eaten to ask for more? Is that appropriate or inappropriate?
At a buffet wedding, no.
You don't ask for more at a buffet wedding. You just stand up and go get it.
Excuse me, garçon. You think I'd get me another plate?
Did you honestly ask for more?
I wanted more of this potato thing they have. That was incredible. This thing was amazing.
It's so a black tie.
And did they say no?
No. The guy was very, very happy to bring some more and more over.
Until he went back and said, "Hey, you can have this douchebag at table too."
They're gonna have a lot of wasted sides.
Now, what about this? Is it appropriate or inappropriate to when I
bang the bride? Let's take a vote. Let's take a reader vote, a listener vote.
When they serve the cake, they put the cake out at like every person's plate, and like everyone was kind of out in the dance floor, and they came back, and then a cake was there for each person to eat.
Right.
And you ate everybody's cake.
That is the question. Now, is it inappropriate to take someone else's cake at that point?
Yeah. Well, is it a person you know is not there anymore?
No,
like
they
a
might
vacant
have been
seat.
I just assumed.
Did you switch cake? Like you didn't want the chocolate, you wanted the vanilla, but you saw that they didn't know, so you just switched it, or
I
ate theirs too.
I wanted both. So. They both tasted amazing. So I just ate their cake, and I was like, well, if they come back, I'll go back to the dance floor. I don't know these people.
Jesus, what the hell is he doing?
Now, is this inappropriate or appropriate?
Buys a tuxedo and he steals cake.
Hey, did you see the guy in the tux just housing that cake? He went to that whole table's cake.
He just said something about driving 7 hours to run in the mud tomorrow.
What a weirdo.
Crazy.
Now
he's got a bow tie.
And his penis is out.
He's got a sack hanging out.
Now, is this appropriate or inappropriate? By the way, this is a very fancy wedding reception.
I would assume, no, it's black tie. It's at a Wendy's.
You may have heard of the family, the Bushes. Have you ever heard of them before?
Is this appropriate or inappropriate to, if you don't like some kind of dessert that they have at their dessert table, just to fling it across the room?
Angrily throw it.
No, that is appropriate.
Or
that
not
is
appropriate.
Ironically.
I may have done that as well as... It was open bar.
That is
so I
ironically
bananas that is... Foster, go fuck yourself.
That is a prison. That is definitely
I have to find like two or three more black tie events to go to this year.
So that's it. RFW Con will be a black tie optional.
There's
event.
Not like a Tough Mudder like banquet, like an award ceremony.
You know
like...
what? Just run the Tough Mudder with it.
Yeah.
Run the I next Spartan race in the tuxedo.
I do that. That's a possibility.
They don't have like an award, renting. It's weird. You would think.
I don't like the cummerbund. I still understand the point of the cummerbund. The thing you wrap around.
I know what, thank you.
Well,
thank
you give me this look like, I don't know what to
do. I mean, we know what it is.
I don't think you do, Don.
No, I
don't. But no, I don't get
actually, the only time I've worn a tux, it was for a wedding where everyone had to wear a tux, and they were like, we're not wearing cummerbunds.
I'm trying to think if I think ours came with them, but I don't think we wore them.
Yeah, you pay for it in the rental, but you don't need to wear it.
Ironically, you got a tux for a wedding that you weren't in, but your wedding, you didn't have a tux.
I'm telling you, is that crazy?
Well, it was comfortable. I enjoyed your wedding.
I did too.
Mine was outdoors.
It was.
In July.
It was very nice. I did appreciate the khaki specific emails about which color khaki to purchase.
Well, we got to make sure we're all matched.
Yeah.
I still think we weren't.
I don't think we were either, but I wasn't going to talk
about it. I
wore
plaid pants.
but you're colorblind, so you can't really tell.
I couldn't tell they were plaid. I'm pattern blind. Couldn't tell.
We're coming to an end of another episode of
no!
Radio 4 Winners.
Get
all
out of here.
Over. All tied it up.
No.
So, man, I'm telling you, we learned a lot. We learned I don't know how to pronounce yet another word. And that I act inappropriately at weddings. And Jeremy's afraid to drive
to,
in a
to drive in public.
I apologize, but I don't know what those little bendy macaronis are either.
They're half rainbows.
Half rainbows.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.